Wine and Dine Italian Style, a crash course in food and wine pairings. Hey, there, Italian food and wine enthusiasts. Let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You're at your first Italian dinner party, and you've just taken your first bite of a rich, creamy lasagna. You reach for your glass of wine, expecting it to complement your meal perfectly. But alas, your taste buds are assaulted by a sharp, acidic white wine that clashes horribly with the lasagna. The room goes silent. Grandma Nana drops her meatball in shock. The dog whimpers. The horror, right? Well, my friends, that's an over-exaggerated culinary catastrophe we're here to avoid today. Because let's face it, we've all been there, a mismatched Italian food and wine pairing that turns a potentially delicious meal into a taste bud train wreck. Nowhere is this more important than in Italian cuisine, where the proper vino can make your pasta dish sing, and the wrong one can, well, make Nana drop her meatball. So, buckle up, folks. We're embarking on a flavorful journey through Italy's rolling vineyards and bustling kitchens. We'll break down the complex world of Italian wine and food pairings into an easy-to-digest list, pun totally intended. And who knows, maybe by the end, we'll all have a little more Italian swagger in our step when hosting our next dinner party. So, grab a glass of your favorite red or white wine, we won't judge since you don't know any better, yet. Sit back, relax, and let's dive into Italian food and wine pairing. What is the difference between red wines and white wines? Now that we have the basics of Italian food and wine pairings down, let's get into the details. What exactly is the difference between a red wine and a white wine? White wine. Let's start with white wine. These are typically made from grape varieties such as Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Grigio, or Riesling. White wines usually have a light-bodied profile with crisp notes ranging from slightly sweet to very dry. They are best served chilled with lighter dishes such as seafood, salads, or vegetables. Red wine. Red wines, on the other hand, are made from grape varieties like Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Noir, or Zinfandel. They have a bolder flavor than white wines, with notes ranging from dark fruits to smoky spices. Reds are best served at room temperature and pair well with red meats, hard cheeses, and vegetables. So there you have it. Now that you understand the difference between red wine and white wine, you can confidently choose the right bottle of wine for your next Italian meal. The basics of wine and Italian food pairings. All right, folks, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of wine and food pairing. Think of it like matching your socks or creating the perfect playlist for a road trip. You wouldn't wear polka dot socks with a striped suit, would you? Or play heavy metal music on a romantic date? No way. Just like that, pairing wine with Italian food is all about balance and harmony. So, let's break this down. Pinot Grigio with light pasta sauces. Pinot Grigio is like that cool kid in school who gets along with everyone. This very versatile and popular wine is like a refreshing splash of water on a hot summer day. Its bright acidity cuts through the oiliness from the olive oil of light sauces like a hot knife through butter. So, next time you whip up a pasta primavera or a fettuccine alfredo, remember to pop open a bottle of Pinot Grigio. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. Chianti wine with tomato sauces. You know how there's always that one song that goes perfectly with your mood? That's Chianti when feasting on several Italian dishes with tomato sauce. With its earthy flavors and slight acidity, this red wine is like a symphony in your mouth. It pairs flawlessly with the tangy red sauce, creating a harmony of flavors that is truly music to your palate. Sauvignon Blanc and seafood. Picture this. You're at a beach, the sun is setting, and you have a fresh seafood dish in front of you. What's missing? A glass of Sauvignon Blanc. Of course. With its fresh vegetable notes and light body, this white wine is like a breath of fresh sea air. Whether it's a cream sauce or a green apple garnish, Sauvignon Blanc's flavors translate beautifully with seafood dishes. Merlot and chicken parmesan. Merlot is like a crackling fireplace on a cold winter night. Its velvety finish and bold notes of dark fruits make it the perfect partner for a comforting plate of chicken parmesan. It's like wrapping yourself up in a cozy blanket. So if you're serving this classic Italian dish, don't forget to open up a bottle of Merlot. You won't be disappointed. Chardonnay and fettuccine alfredo. Chardonnay is like the bold dress sock of Italian wine pairings. Its oaky notes and creamy texture perfectly match decadent, luxurious recipes like creamy Alfredo. Chardonnay is not as light as a Pinot Grigio, but its boldness stands up to the creaminess of Alfredo sauce, creating an unforgettable flavor experience. Cabernet Sauvignon and hearty red meats. Now, let's get to the heavyweights. If Pinot Grigio is the cool kid, Cabernet Sauvignon is the high school quarterback. This dark red wine stands tall like a pair of cowboy boots, ready to take on any challenge. Its full-bodied profile and black pepper notes make it the perfect match for hearty, rich dishes like sirloin steaks or chicken parmesan. Pinot Noir and mushroom dishes. Now, let's turn to the dark side. Pinot Noir is like a pair of black ankle boots, mysterious and subtle in all the right places. You'll find aromas of violets, cherries, and earthy mushrooms in this very dry red wine, making it the ideal companion for mushroom-based dishes such as risotto or portobello steaks. Zinfandel and eggplant parmesan. Zinfandel is like the wild card of Italian wines, sweet, smoky, and full of surprises. Its bold flavors pair perfectly with eggplant and parmesan cheese, creating a symphony of flavors that will leave you wanting more. So if you're looking for something to take your next eggplant parmesan dish up a notch, don't forget to open up a bottle. Sparkling wine and Italian desserts or light salads. Imagine ending a meal with a sweet note that sparkles in your mouth. That's what an excellent sparkling wine can do. It's like the cherry on top of a delicious dish. Its subtle notes of sweetness go hand in hand with both the lightness of a salad and the richness of Italian desserts. So there you have it, my friends, the ultimate rundown of wine and dining with Italian cuisine. Remember, these are just suggestions. The best part about pairing wine with Italian food is that there are no hard rules. If it tickles your taste buds, it's a match made in heaven. So, consider your vino next time you're whipping up some Italian goodness. Keep experimenting until you find your favorite wines that make your dishes sing. And most importantly, enjoy the process. After all, good Italian food, great wine, and even better company are what life's all about. Salute. The art of choosing the right wine pairing for Italian dishes. You know how picking the right outfit can make or break your vibe for the day? Well, choosing the right wine is just like that. It's all about finding that perfect bottle that complements your meal and sets the right mood. It turns a good meal into a great one, just like a killer pair of shoes can take an outfit from zero to hero. But don't worry, selecting a wine doesn't have to feel like you're trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. Let's turn this daunting task into a fun quiz. Here are some questions to ask yourself. What's on the menu? Just like you wouldn't wear a ball gown to a beach party, you wouldn't pair a rich red wine with a light salad. A versatile white wine like Pinot Grigio could be your go-to if you're cooking creamy sauces or a light pasta dish. On the other hand, if you're serving fatty red meats, a bold Cabernet Sauvignon stands tall and proud. What's the occasion? Are you hosting a casual pizza night or a fancy five-course dinner? The occasion can influence your wine choice. An informal gathering might call for an easygoing Chianti wine. At the same time, a more formal event might warrant a more sophisticated Italian wine. What's your personal preference? This might be the most crucial question of all. Just like you wouldn't wear something you hate, don't force yourself to drink a wine you don't enjoy. If you love the crisp flavor of a Sauvignon Blanc, then go for it. Your enjoyment is critical to a successful wine pairing. What's your budget? Let's be honest. We can't all afford designer outfits every day. Nor can we splurge on the most expensive wines. Luckily, there are plenty of affordable Italian wines that taste amazing. Remember, price doesn't always equate to quality. Choosing the right wine can seem complicated, but it really doesn't have to be. It's like finding your personal style. It takes a bit of experimentation, but once you figure out what you like, it's a lot of fun. So next time you're planning a meal, take a moment to think about your vino. Consider the food, occasion, personal taste, and budget. And remember, there are no wrong answers here. If you enjoy it, then it's the perfect wine for you. So go ahead, pop open that bottle of your favorite wine, sit back, and enjoy the fruits of your labor. After all, life's too short to drink bad wine. Salute. Final thoughts. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our delicious journey through Italian food and wine. It's been a wild ride, hasn't it? The magic of pairing the right Italian wine with the right Italian dish perfectly is like finding your soulmate. It just feels right. When you nail that wine pairing, it's like hitting the high note in your favorite song. It takes your dining experience from yum to can I marry this spaghetti? Real quick. Remember our quirky little quiz. The next time you're faced with an intimidating wine list, ask yourself, what's on the menu? What's the occasion? What's my personal preference? And what's my budget? These simple questions will guide you toward your perfect wine match. And hey, if you're still feeling lost or want to enjoy some truly superb Italian food and wine pairings without the work, come down to Frolitos. We've got a killer selection of wines and dishes that'll make your night just a little bit better. At the end of the day, exploring new combinations of wine and food is a joy. It's like a treasure hunt where every discovery is a bottle of delicious wine or a mouth-watering dish. And the best part, this is a journey that never ends. There are always new wines to try, new dishes to taste, and new pairings to fall in love with. So, keep exploring, tasting, and, most importantly, enjoying the beautiful marriage of food and wine. After all, life's too short for bad wine and bland food. Once you've experienced the bliss of the perfect wine pairing, you'll never look at spaghetti and meatballs the same way again. It'll be like seeing your high school sweetheart in a whole new light after they got that stunning makeover. So get out there and start your love affair with Italian food and wine today. Salute!